They tell us we should live in the moment. And we should. We should enjoy the here and the now. But the devil wants to deceive us with the lie that this moment is all there is. That it's all about here and now. And that's just not true. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick off this week with the next message in this series called The Top 10 Lies the Devil Wants You to Believe. And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you dive deeper into God's Word and draw closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. Hey, it's Monday again. Mondayitis, all that sort of thing. Back at work again for most. Hard getting going some Mondays, isn't it? Can I tell you, I'm always a bit excited on Mondays. New week, chance to chat with you again. By and large, I look forward to Mondays. How about you? You see, the thing for most of us who kind of work generally a Monday to Friday thing is that the weekend is about us. Well, not just about us, family, friends, relaxing. That's the theory, right? Of course, it doesn't always quite work out that way. Some of us have to work over the weekend, and that's something of a sacrifice. Others, well, there's running the kids to their various sporting events or music or social activities. And then there's this, and then there's that. And before you know it, you can look back at the weekend and think, hang on a minute. What happened to it? Where's it all gone? I didn't get a rest. I spent the whole time racing around after other people. What about me? What about some time for me? And pretty soon we can start resenting that. There's something about the here and now. There's something about missing out on the opportunity to enjoy now. To enjoy the moment, as they say. I mean, sure there's tomorrow. Sure there's the future. Hey, there may even be an eternity, but eternity? Forever? Nah, blow that. I just want to enjoy today. Live in the moment. To hell with eternity. And that's pretty much how things go. To hell with it, people say. Give it to me today. I want everything today. I used to be like that. And this whole living in today thing, the fact that there is an eternity becomes completely obscured. It's the easiest thing in the world to live just for today. And the more we want it, the more we want to enjoy what the world has to offer, the more obscured the reality of eternity becomes. The more distant, the more unreal, the more implausible eternity becomes. Now, there's someone listening today and saying to themselves, well, yeah, I guess, but that's for non-Christians. By the way, I don't like that term, non-Christians. I never have. I've never thought of myself, say, as a non-Buddhist, although I guess I am, right? Just an aside. So someone's saying that this focus on the here and now is really only for people who don't believe in Jesus. And yes, most of the people in that boat focus very much on the here and now. But can I tell you something? As a passionate follower of Jesus Christ, as a guy who's decided to spend his life telling others about Jesus, the Jesus who came for me in my darkest hour, I find it really easy to get caught up in the here and now too. Because stuff just happens. We do, we run, we work, we play, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff. And the totally biggest reality in our lives becomes the here and now. The biggest reality in our lives becomes getting the most out of today that we can. And when that doesn't happen, when we get to the end of the day or the weekend and we look back and we feel like we've missed out, what we experience is resentment. It should have been better. I should have got more out of it than I did. It's all about the here and now. And can I tell you something? Our enemy, the devil, loves. He absolutely delights in obscuring the reality of eternity from our sight. Today we're continuing again in our top 10 lies the devil wants you to believe. And today's lie number 6, which is where we're up to in the top 10, it's lie number 6, and it says that it's all about today. And when he combines that with lie number 1, which is that the devil doesn't exist, he ends up playing merry hell with our heads and with our hearts and with our lives. I don't know if you've read the book of Job in the Old Testament, but it's all about when the devil goes to God and asks his permission to ruin Job's life. Job's a godly man. He's blameless. A really good guy. And God nevertheless gives the devil permission to progressively take things away from Job. More and more and more. And then when Job hits rock bottom, the devil takes away yet more, all in hope of turning Job against God. And yet Job never forsakes God. But what he does do, he goes back to God time and time and time again and asks basically God, what is going on? God, why are you doing this? God, when is this going to end? God, what have I done wrong? God, does that sound familiar? What's our problem? Our problem is when we're in those places we don't want to be, we lose sight of the fact that God's got a bigger thing happening. Do you see how easy it is for us to fall for the devil's lie that the only thing that exists, the only thing that matters is the here and now, the stuff we see, the stuff we experience, and most importantly, the stuff we feel. Feelings are so important. After all, the advertising industry has been telling us for years now that it's all about me, it's all about you. And so what we do is we set about making our here and now as good and as comfortable and as wonderful and as apparently fulfilling as we possibly can. And at that point, we've totally lost the plot, completely lost the plot, completely swallowed the devil's line, hook, line and sinker, that there is no eternity. It's only today that matters. Perfect. He's rubbing his hands. Gotcha. Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 16. Jesus told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, what should I do, for I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, I'll do this. I'll pull down my existing barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to the man, you fool, for this very night your life is demanded of you. And the things that you've prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich towards God. He said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or about your body or what you will wear, for life is so much more than food and the body is so much more than clothing. See, Jesus is saying, guys, get a grip, there's an eternity, there's a future. And something happens, something totally awesome happens when we lift up our eyes to gaze upon heavenly things, when we open our eyes to the expansive view of eternity. All of a sudden, the trials and the tribulations we're going through now, well, somehow they fall into perspective. No longer is everything about the here and now, and no longer do we live in this constant state of dissatisfaction, because somehow the here and now never quite lives up to expectations. There's always something to rob us of the satisfaction we think we're entitled to, and that's because the truth is that we're living in just a small part of eternity. Again, have a listen to the writer of the New Testament book of 1 John puts this here and now thinking, this only here and now lie, in sharp contrast with the truth of eternity. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things of the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desires are passing away. But those who do the will of God, they'll live forever. That's the cold, hard reality, that one day this world and our association with it is going to pass away. And yet the more the devil can dupe us into believing that that's not true, the more he's going to rob us of our lives here and now and for all eternity. It's knowing the truth, I mean really knowing the truth, that actually sets us free. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.